Hopefully you're not going to get in any wrecks. Or be stuck in wrecks, you know what I mean.
I'm driving through downtown Greenville on Church Street right now.
Miles behind me. I'm over here in Taylor's on the way down.
That's where I'm headed. I'm headed, I live in Taylor's.
I try very hard not to drive at 5 o'clock, and, you know, traffic started at 4 today. I don't understand it.
I don't know. Wade Hampton just seems like it's always busy. No matter what time of day you're on it.
And right now it's everybody headed towards Greer. I don't see anybody going the other direction.
That either means they're stuck at a traffic light or there's been a wreck, one of the two.
Thinking I'm over here by the fire station now. And it's just actually pretty light traffic heading into Greenville.
Trying to get the heck out of town.
And that.
My daughter with our grandson and met her at the Sphinx station over there near the hospital, near Memorial, and it's kind of the halfway point, I guess. And so I'm headed back to the house to drop my grandson off, and we're going to have him tomorrow, too.
Amtrak stations was still in operation.
The Sphinx station.
Got it. It's been today. And the rest of the week, but it's pretty nice.
Say it again, you were kind of in and out of the repeater.
You know, it's only supposed to rain today, and then it's supposed to be back to, you know, hot and muggy the rest of the week.
I got a tennis game in this morning at 9 o'clock, and as soon as we finished, it started drizzling rain at 10:30, and it's been just a kind of a light to moderate rain ever since.
And the rain we need, a good soaking rain.
Yeah, so the downpours, everything just kind of runs off, and don't get a lot of benefit from it. But yeah, you're right. This is the kind of rain we need, and let it soak in, and my grass will get taller, so I will need to cut it.
My grass getting taller. The only thing I have to worry about is my weeds getting taller.
Yeah, I used to have that problem. I was putting, you know, fertilizer and stuff on it myself, and I was going by this company's recommendations, and so they came out and offered to, you know, treat the yard for half of what I was paying for the material, so I just started paying them, and it cost me half as much.
If they keep it up, then you won't be able to put any fertilizer down.
My lawn looks a whole lot better. It was a mess when they started, and now it really looks good, and I'm real happy with it, so I hope, you know, I hope it will continue to do so. But anyway, and my neighbor's already cut his grass. He cut his Friday, and we have the same kind of grass, and our yards just run together, so there's no break there. So when I don't cut my grass and he does, it's real noticeable.
Yeah, my next door neighbor, he keeps his golf course grass and cut, you know, like the putting green kind of grass. And then you look at my yard and it's like, you know, that's worse than the rough. What's going on here? But, you know, I do actually pay somebody else to cut the grass. because when fuel goes expensive, it's actually cheaper than when I can cut it at. And I, you know, I don't really believe in throwing a lot of fertilizer, extra grass seed down. I'm okay with clover growing in my yard. And, you know, generally the local plants are happy plants. I'll just leave it at that.
So I had weeds, and I had just different kind of grass growing amongst the Bermuda sod, and Bermuda sod really, yeah, if you give it a half a chance, it'll take over, and it did. It came out, you know, took the place of the weeds, and in fact, we cleared a place out. This is my parents' house at one time, and they had a big area where they planted rose bushes and other kind of bushes and natural area in the middle of the yard, and I just didn't like it, so I just pulled everything up, and the grass just took over.
I don't like big open spaces around my house. I actually do like the trees. And, you know, any pretty close to any plant that I actually put in the ground, it's got to be a fruit-producing plant of some kind or another, whether it's nuts or peaches or apples or something. I got a couple of spots I need to work on at some point, but I just haven't gotten around to working on it. I was thinking about growing some kiwi. That might be interesting.
Anything about kiwi, so I don't know if it grows here or not. So good luck. Right now I'm trying to get my HF antenna back up. It's a Carolina Windham, and the short leg of it came off right there at the ballon, and now I've got to connect it back and then I got to get it back up in the trees, get somebody to shoot it back up in the trees for me in the backyard, and I'll be back on the air. But right now I've just got 2/3 of an antenna up.
Because I've had HF radio problems. But yeah, it's an excellent antenna. I got the 80 meter version. I used to have a 160 meter version of something else, and I don't remember what it is anymore. And I never could get the darn thing to fit.
I think this was caused by the wind. At first I thought I got hit by lightning, but I don't think it did. When the wind blows, the trees are swaying, and you know, if they're swaying in opposite directions, they're pulling on that wire, and that's not good. So anyway, I guess I need to give it a little more slack, for windy days, and I probably won't have this problem again.
Give it a little bit of space to bounce. What kind of rope are you using to tie the ends off on?
Again?
What kind of rope are you using to tie the ends of the antenna with?
I can't remember what it's called. It's the kind that doesn't, that the sun doesn't bother it and degrade it. So, it holds up to the sun rays and the heat and the cold and all that. So, it's a good rope. I just need somebody to come over and with their launcher and we'll shoot a fishing line up up and over and then tie the rope to the end of the fishing line and pull it over, and then of course the rope's tied to the end of the antenna.
And Dacron had a guess, which is a good rope. I have a launcher and I know Dave Watson does, but Dave Watson is currently not up to par. I think he's came down with something.
Know that, Dave. I tell you, Dave and I used to work at the Hess station back in high school. It's almost east north in Pelham. It's right there where the Starbucks is on east north. That used to be a Hess station, and that's where I worked. And heated too. We pumped gas there, and that's how we made our money. I graduated from cutting grass to that.
Going for WA.
That's funny. Go ahead, WA station.
K4BWA. Dave, who else were you talking about working up at the Hess?
Nixon used to work up there.
I don't remember him working up there.
Yep.
But he worked there the same time you did?
Now for a short while. He was, two years behind us or something like that.
Yeah. Now, you and I were not there at the same time either.
Yeah, because I would remember that, having the wild man there. So, I used to come back, even when I went to college in Mars Hill, I would come back on the weekends and ask Mr. Martin if, if he needed any help, and he would look over at the guys that would be sitting there, and he'd say, anybody want off for the weekend? And boy, every time somebody would jump up, and so I would work Friday night and all day Saturday, 16 hours on Saturday, and he would pay me $50 under the table. And back then, that was good money back in the mid-70s.
Yeah, I remember that. Now, see, I worked there during my first 2 years of college. As a matter of fact, I managed the station's second shift for quite a while. Now, do you remember the old guy, Jimmy?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember him going out there and reading the pumps.
Yep. Well, listen, I just want to jump in and say hey get a couple of good memories going there. I'll talk to you later. The other station, I didn't mean to get in there and move in on you, horny, and so y'all carry on. K4 BWA, clear.
I'm going to have to jump out of here too, Steve. I'm sitting here in the driveway. I'm getting ready to pull in the garage, so I'm going to say 73s as well, so y'all have a good evening. Be careful out there mobiling around KP4CPA.
And you have a good evening. KJ4CTD, short time mobile.